I'm visiting with Bill Brick, special assistant and field coordinator for the San Diego Padres. How are we doing today?
Good to see you. Long time no see.
Yeah, long time no see. So what's going on with you in baseball these days?
Yeah, I'm still doing something I really enjoy, and I feel very fortunate to be involved in a game that I've played and coached, and you knew me as a scout, and actually you worked for me.
I worked for
you. Right. So
I worked for the man here.
We go way back, but no, it's all about play. It's about developing players, you know, and it's not always about, the guys. In fact, I was talking to Tony Gwynn, who I had in the minor leagues. I'm name dropping now, but I had Tony Gwynn, who just got who's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. As you know, I had a reporter call me the other day from San Diego, and I gave a little talk to some people about guys like Tony Gwynn are, they're easy to handle. You just put him in the lineup, okay, because he's a Hall of Famer on the field and off the field. And what I was trying to tell some of our young staff members is there's other players out there that maybe are, there's Tony Gwynn's are few and far between. I had Barry Bonds for a short while in Pittsburgh in the minor leagues, and Barry Bonds is a great talent, as we all know. Now, he was a little harder to handle than Tony Gwynn, but still, you still have to push the right buttons on the Barry Bonds of the world. Tony Gwynn, you just put his name in the lineup. So the point I was making is the same thing with the high school player or the inner city kid that the teams used to have. Not everybody's going to be a Hall of Famer off the field, but you still have to work with all the kids and push the right buttons. That's our job, because the most important thing is about developing players. We don't have jobs if you don't have players. So I'm fortunate to be doing, I do more of that than I do the coaching. I'm in charge of developing the players at the staff, making sure we're all on the same page. So, and that comes over years of being involved in the game as a scout, as a player, and fortunately I've learned by my mistakes. You know, I could bring up stories about Kirby Puckett, who was a Chicago player who I missed in a tryout camp because I didn't take the time to measure his heart, what type of heart this guy had. He was a overachiever. He was a hard-nosed ball player. I was a young scout at the time. That's what I'm getting at, is you have to take time to see what the player has inside, because that's just as important as his ability.
And, you know, and again, I've known you through the years, and I know you was one of those scouts that come in the inner city and would recruit and scout out in the inner city. What's happening with baseball in the inner city today?
Mike, that's a good question. I wish we would get started in I think it starts on the youth, on the little league, you know, level. You got to get more kids playing. You know, that's why we go to Latin American countries, because these kids are playing. You know, when I was scouting, I used to go to the city more than I went to the suburbs, because I wanted that hungry ball player. You know, I mean, I think I was the last scout to draft three players from one high school, three players from Simeon High School. You know, so Wes Chamberlain was the only one that made it to the big leagues, but. There's a lot of talent there, but it seems like everybody's playing basketball. You know what I mean? And you know, there's a lot of talent out there, but there's no organized programs. There's not as many as there need to be. So I think Major League Baseball is trying to do something to get more programs started. You know, and I think it's something that, like I tell the kids in the city, I mean, you can only have so many players on a basketball court. In baseball, there's more players. There's more teams. So minor leagues and basketball, I don't think there's very few minor league teams in basketball. So baseball is a great outlet for the athlete in the city. I don't know what we have to do, but we got to do it the sooner the better to get the kids back playing baseball.
And what can the high school coaches do to help develop? And how important is, I guess, summer baseball, seeing that the winters are so long in the Midwest?
Summer baseball is very important. And you know this from doing, the programs you were involved in. And we need backing from the parents. You know, the parents have to help out, get the players, make sure that they're at the ballpark. And not just for the games, for the practice. The practice is probably as important or more important than the games, because that's where you do your coaching, you know. You don't do as much coaching in the games. But I would imagine it's tough to get everybody organized, you know. I mean, but, you know, there's still, I think, a lot of potential in the inner city. And if I had the answers, I tell you, I would definitely would tell you. But I don't know where to start. Just know that I think there's as many or more good athletes in the city, but for whatever reason, they're not playing baseball. You know?
And I know you're one of those dinosaurs of baseball. You've been in it so long. It's been at least 20 years I've known and I've heard of you.
I've been in it since 1979 as a scout. You know, I quit playing in the mid-70s, and then I started scouting, you know. Mm-hmm. So I coached college for 5 years, but it goes back to finding the players. You still got to have guys like yourself who come and tell me about the players, hey, you need to see, or Dude Burns, you know,
the dude.
I mean, you need those guys to tell you about a player. I mean, I never had fear going in the city because of guys like yourself. I mean, there's athletes there, you know what I mean? And you know, from what I'm talking to a lot of my friends that are scouting, they don't go, they said there's not much in the city anymore. Mm-hmm. You go to Simeon and Harlan, and that's about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I know there's players there.
Yeah.
They're just not playing. In fact, I know some teams that are thinking about running inner-city tryouts, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to run 20 tryouts a year.
Yeah. And I used to be at most of them, right, bringing your ball players.
Right. So I think they're there. I don't think enough teams are running camps in the city. And I think if they would continue to do it, I think the kids would show up. But, I mean, so it's changed a lot. And I don't know if I was scouting again, if the kids would turn out as much as they did when I was doing it, you know what I mean? But in my heart, I think if you ran the same camps every year at the same places, you'd still get a turnout, you know what I mean? I talked to Louis Collier 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I know you know Louis.
Yeah,
there's a guy that I haven't seen him in a while. We signed him with the Pirates. He's still playing. He played four. He's got 4 years in the big leagues. He's with the Phillies now, went to Korea. He's made him. He worked at it. He made himself a ball player, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Had good makeup. He had good heart. Had the intangibles they were looking for. And I couldn't be happier because Louis Collier did it. He made himself a ball player. You know, he always had a great arm, but he didn't have great hands.
Yeah.
Made himself a ball player. So it was good to see him. You know what I mean? We got to get more guys that were former players involved in the city. You know what I mean?
City, yeah.
So I'd be glad to help you anyway that I can, because I do believe that there's plenty of talent there.
Just one last question before we let you go. How much have the game changed from when you started off to today?
You know what? I've been asked that before. I don't think the game's changed. I think the people who are running it maybe have changed, and there's more statistical information and more guys in the office maybe that didn't play the game, didn't scout, and they're doing more with the stats, but they don't know how it is to go out and beat the bushes to find that player. You know what I mean? You can't. The stats don't measure the heart. You know what I mean? So I am from the old school. You know, I think you got to go scout the player, scout what he has in his heart. And the one thing I think has changed is there's not as much patience as there used to be. They want these players to sign and go to the big leagues in 2 years. It doesn't happen that way, you know, that fast. So it takes a while. And I've been told by my bosses that I'm too patient sometimes. But it takes a high school kid or a Latin player a good 6 years to get to the big leagues. So it takes time. So, and that's why we're here. We be patient with these kids.
Well, I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, my friend.
Talk to me with the coach, Mike Wee Maiden, and Billy Brick. And see, I hang out with the big shots, so I'm going to guess that's when the Padres come to town.
I know that's right.
It's time to tell people about your business. This show provides commercial and promotional opportunities for businesses and organizations looking to reach sports-minded viewers. Don't just advertise. Become part of the program. Contact TV at memaiden.com today.